That is Maroon 5 and Never Gonna Leave This Bed on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101, brought to you by Carhartt Interior Designs. It is 7:09 and time for Community Spotlight. And this morning, my guest, I'm very pleased to have Greg Schatz with me. Did I say it right?
You did. Yes,
all right. Very good. Woo! We're on a roll. And he is from 1C Church, so good morning.
Good morning. Thank
How
you for having me.
How are you today?
Doing well. Doing
good.
Well. How are you?
I am great. So we have a lot of cool events coming up at 1C that we want to let the public know about.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for letting me tell everybody about them.
Sure. So what do we got first?
The first one is actually next week. We have a suicide prevention training called Talk Saves Lives, mm-hmm. And that is the 18th at 7 p.m. and open to everyone in the community.
So. I think that's a really important one. We don't always think that suicide is something that touches us here, but it just seems like lately it really is on the rise, sadly.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, yeah, we'd love to be able to help in any way we can with that and prevention and help. So,
and you work with the youth over at 1C, is that correct?
I do, yes. I actually get to work with all ages, which is fun. I'm the director of discipleship, so I get to do children's messages on Sunday mornings, work with middle school, high school youth on Wednesdays, and adult studies and small groups. And
so before we get back to some of the events coming up, when do you guys hold services over there if people are maybe looking to come and visit or find a church home?
Sure. Our worship service is Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. This week, we actually last night just kicked off our Wednesday evening programming, so that's our Bible study time for all ages. We call it Exploration, and we actually start with a meal, kind of an inexpensive family-friendly meal. It's $3 per person, so families don't have to worry about hitting fast food or trying to rush home, get something to eat, and then come in. And then we have Bible studies from 6:30 to 7:30 for staff nursery, kids ministry, adults, middle school, and then the high school comes in from 7 to 8:30 as well. So that's open to everyone as well, from the meal on through the classes as well.
And you guys have such a cool facility over there. Most of us know it as the old YMCA, but it is now the Sanctuary.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's a blessing to be in that building and to be able to put on larger events for the community and to have all the space for all different kinds of programming. Yeah, and one of the studies we have that'll be starting next Wednesday is called Smart Step Family. So it's a great offering for blended families, for step families, and that as well is open to the community. If you'd like help and be able to talk to other people going through that process of in life of having a blended family, it'd be a great group to join.
Now, is that one where we need to let you know we're coming, pre-register, anything like that?
No, you can just show up next Wednesday at 6:30, 5:30 if you want to join us for the meal, and then 6:30 for the class.
Okay, and what else do we have coming up?
We have our Trunk or Treat coming up on Halloween, Wednesday, October 31st. And we're kind of changing the way we do that a little bit, kind of new and improved. We're having trunks outside the building, and then also we're having booths inside the building and some different things going on inside the building. And then we'll wind up in the courtyard by the Broken Mug with a chance to toast some marshmallows and enjoy the outside weather as well.
S'mores. Gotta love s'mores.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what time will that be?
I think we're looking at 5:30, 6 o'clock. Again, we're still kind of working out the details on that. So we'll have more information soon on that.
And are you looking for people to help out with that event at all?
Yes. If anybody would like to join us and have a booth or a trunk and decorate and just join the fun and festivities, they can do that.
And you have a lot of room over there for trunks, so you can have quite a few.
Yeah. And part of the reason we're doing the inside as well, we want to have plenty of parking, which if we have fill up the parking with trunks, then we won't have a place for people to park. So
very good point. Very good point. Now, when people come to different things like the seminars or your Wednesday night services, your Sunday morning services, what is the best door or entryway to come in?
Yes, you can enter either through the Broken Mug doors or through the main kind of west doors that kind of angle, I guess, to the northwest towards the main part of the parking area. Yeah, either one of those doors are probably the best to enter.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep Greg here and find out more about things coming up as we head towards the holidays at 1C Church with the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. Dennis Lloyd and Nevermind on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101 at 7:20. And we're back with more Community Spotlight with Greg Schatz from 1C Church. And Greg, you guys every year put on a big Thanksgiving spread.
We do, yes. We have a community Thanksgiving meal coming up on Thursday, November 22nd. And we'll be serving the meals from 11 to 1. That is open to the community. It doesn't matter as far as how much money you make, whether you have family in town or not, if you want to come and join us. But we serve from 11 to 1. So you can join us in helping prepare the food if you'd like to help serve meals to others or come and have dinner with us.
Yeah, that's another great opportunity to come and do some volunteering in the community, is to help serve the people that come in for the lunch. And I know last year they kind of had an afternoon thing where people could hang around and play cards or watch TV or whatever.
Yes, yeah. We want it to be a community event where it has a community feel and not just come and eat and leave, but spend time and get to know other people and enjoy the day like you would if you, you know, went to grandma's house for Thanksgiving and spend the afternoon hanging out with family. We want to hang out as a community.
That means I have to bring my cribbage board. So.
Okay.
And what else is coming up?
As we look to the holidays, we have Advent by Candlelight, which is a women's event on Sunday, December 2nd. It'll start around 6 o'clock. We always serve dessert and then wassail, which is a festive drink.
Uh-huh.
And then this year we're adding soups and salads as well, so it'll start a little bit earlier, so I'll have kind of more of a meal with it as well, not just desserts. Mm-hmm. So in case you're coming on an empty stomach, you don't have to just eat desserts. But
and do you do caroling? Please tell me you do caroling.
We do not.
Oh no, I love caroling.
But the Advent by Candlelight has a worship event. Mm-hmm. So there, Deb Burma from Peace Lutheran will be our speaker.
Oh, you know, she's awesome.
Yeah, she is. Yes, and we'll have worship music. So it's really a nice event for women in the mm-hmm. community.
And then looking ahead all the way into the new year, you have something else coming up that I think is just awesome.
Yes, A Night to Shine. We'll have that February 8th, Friday, February 8th. And so that's a really neat event. It's basically it's a prom for people with special needs. And it's open to the community, surrounding communities. Anyone in the area who wants to come. And that's another great one to volunteer for if you mm-hmm. you like to, if you have a heart for people with special needs and would just love to see them have a special night just for themselves. And it's an event put on by Tim Tebow. Not necessarily he's going to be in town, but he has these events all around the country. And he does occasionally pop in tonight to shine.
You never know.
That's right.
It could happen.
It could.
So anything else that we need to cover as far as what's coming up?
Those are kind of the main things. We do have a vendor fair coming up November 10th, Saturday, November 10th from 9 to 4. So if you're interested in having a booth, you can call the church office at 835-5511. Or if you just want to come and see what's for sale during the vendor fair.
And I know just about all of these events, like the Thanksgiving dinner, your services, the suicide prevention seminar that's coming up, these are all free events to the public.
Yes, they are. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's great because I know 1C really has a heart for reaching out to the community and just embracing them and bringing them in. So
yes, it does. Yeah, that was really one of the things that excited me about receiving a call to serve here 2 years ago. Was it's a church that has it's a heart for a mission, heart for people, and wants to be active in our community.
So let's get the details again for the one that's coming up next week. That's the suicide prevention one.
Yes, and that is Tuesday, September 18th at 7 p.m. And it's called Talk Saves Lives.
And this is for everybody.
Everybody, all ages, everyone in the community is welcome.
All right. Greg Schatz, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Stay tuned for news coming up at 7:30 on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101.